The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
LinkedIn News.
Hey, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Today on This Is Quick, Nina sits down with Jesse Hempel, host of our award-winning flagship editorial podcast, Hello Monday. Jesse's show focuses on how work is changing and what that means for all of us. She's a great interviewer. I love listening to her show. Nina quizzes Jesse on her best practices, career advice, and what she's learned by making Hello Monday.
Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Jesse. What do you always have with you that is not your phone? Any gear item that you cannot show up to work without?
I always, always have with me this necklace. It's a thin gold chain. And I want you to know, Nina, I'm not an accessories person. I very rarely wear earrings. I have no jewelry that is mine. But I have this chain that has the initials of my children because it reminds me of purpose. Hmm. I wake up every morning thinking about the world they're inheriting and ask myself, is the thing that I'm doing today worthy of their future selves?
Love that.
Thank you.
When did you first know what you wanted to do? And what's your one piece of advice for someone who is still figuring it out?
I love these two questions because they are so not connected for me. Hmm. This is not true for most people I know. It is not true for my wife, certainly. But I knew what I wanted to do as soon as I picked up a pen.
Hmm.
When I was in the third grade, I won an essay contest, school-wide essay contest. And the subject of the essay was, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I wrote very passionately about how I wanted to be an ice skater.
Hmm.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to be an ice skater. But when I won that contest, I realized that I wanted to be a writer.
Hmm.
I wanted it more than anything else. And that is what I consider myself to be now, a writer.
Mm-hmm. Any advice for someone who is still trying to figure it out?
Oh, get started. Right? Because I think so often we think that we're going to figure things out by thinking about them enough. Right? We meditate, we go for walks, we think, well, just as soon as I figure it out, then I'm going to know. But the truth is that most of the time, it's a more experiential process. And I really see this as host of Hello Monday, which is really a career-oriented show. Hello Monday is, at its heart, a show about how we figure out what we want to be doing for work and then how we change, because it's very rare that somebody wants to do the same thing for their entire career. You got to just try stuff to figure out what sticks.
What's one habit that helps you stay productive?
So one habit that helps me stay really productive is morning pages. I set my alarm every morning for a half hour before my children wake up. Most of the time, they honor this and wake up when they're supposed to. And I pour myself a cup of coffee before I've looked at my phone, and I sit down and I write for 3 pages. I never go back and look at what I've written. The purpose of the writing is not the product itself. It's working my way through my mind and getting to the bottom of my thoughts.
Is it like journaling or is it different than journaling?
I think that it's a bit dangerous to get wrapped up in the language of it, honestly. As I'm sitting here trying to parse the difference between morning pages and journaling, what I come to is it doesn't matter, just get writing. And for me, morning pages, I guess I choose that name to honor The Artist's Way, which is the book and the author who originally introduced the idea, I think, to mainstream culture. But truly, also, it's morning pages because I do it in the morning.
Great. I'm going to try that.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't.
Well, I journal, but then sometimes if I'm like, well, I have nothing to think or say, but I should.
But that's when it gets good, right? Like you're writing and you're sitting there and you're writing and you're writing, I am having a cappuccino. I am so bored by my life. What the heck is going on? And the rule here is just that you can't stop writing. You have to follow your thoughts until you don't even realize it, but you're paying attention to where your thoughts are going.
Mm.
In that moment, maybe you've written like a page and a half of, this is dumb. What am I doing? What am I doing?
Mm.
In that moment, then you follow your thoughts. And so you decide to ask your thoughts a deeper question. If you just keep your pen moving, your thoughts will answer you.
Let's talk a little bit about Hello Monday. What is anything that you've learned in the first couple of seasons that changed the way you approach your series?
When I arrived at LinkedIn to make a podcast, I spent the first couple of months of my tenure here planning for it. And I put a lot of pressure on myself to get it right. I also thought that I needed to nail down what the show was before I broadcast it. But what I learned, and it applies to Hello Monday, I think it probably applies to most of the things we work on in our professional life, is that the important thing is not to get it right from the start, but to just get started. Mm. Whatever you are creating is going to evolve as the audience begins to interact with it. Mm. And that you would do well to make room for that evolution.
What is the one thing that can derail your productivity?
Oh, lack of sleep.
I'm a sleep person.
Yeah. I didn't even quite realize the degree to which I'm a sleep person, but it's more than that. Often when I'm not productive, it's because I haven't hit the sort of group of things that I know I need to flourish, right? Sleeping is probably the anchor to that. Mm-hmm. But also like remembering to eat breakfast. I'm a breakfast person. Mm. Remembering to read enough. Sometimes when I go through a period where I'm like, I have no ideas. I can't think of anything. Nothing is interesting to me. I realize that I'm not reading or that I'm not reading eclectically enough. Mm. I've got to add something new into the mix.
Jesse, who was your first mentor and what was something important that you learned from them?
This wasn't my very first mentor, but it was my first mentor in my professional field. I was a new reporter at Business Week. Mm-hmm. I had just come off of an internship at Time Magazine. And Time Magazine at this point, and this was in their Hong Kong bureau, it was a pretty old school place, and the folks were not PC. And one day I overheard the editor that I was interning for talking on the phone saying, "Don't send me any of these lousy second-rate interns anymore." And I realized he was talking about me. And so I went into my first job with a fairly low opinion of my abilities and also my curiosities. And I was working at Business Week magazine, and most of the people on staff in 2003 were older than me. All of them were older than me. Mostly they were men. It was a lot of people writing about finance. I was really interested in tech. And I wrote these little pieces at the front of the magazine. And the guy who sat next to me was about my age, was a guy, Brian Hindo. Brian, wherever you are, I wish you luck. I wish you well. Brian would just write things that they loved all the time. He'd write about the car industry. They loved the car industry. So I would go and try to pitch stories about the car industry, but I didn't care about the car industry. And finally, this editor pulled me aside and said, "Jesse, this magazine hired you because you're you, not because you're a copy of Brian Hindo. Mm. So you go figure out what you're curious about, and you pitch stories about what you care about." And that was the best early advice I ever got from a mentor. As soon as I started really listening to that and following my own curiosities, I started getting stories accepted to the magazine all the time.
When someone shows up for a one-on-one with you, what drives you nuts? Or conversely, what makes you want to extend it?
I will always make time for people, whether I know them or not, who are invested in having a one-on-one meeting if they have a real clear outcome in mind. And it's some way that they feel that I can be uniquely helpful to them, right? I think what drives me nuts is when people come unprepared. The spray and pray method of collecting mentorship has never been a favorite of mine. Or when people leave a one-on-one with a task list of things that they're going to do before we meet again. But then when we meet again, they haven't actually done any of those things. That also drives me nuts.
Finally, if someone came to you and asked how to do what you're doing, what career advice would you offer them?
Be curious. It's super simple, right? First of all, I would be very interested in what somebody perceived me to be doing. I have a very eclectic career. I think of it sort of as a portfolio career, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some podcasting, some media strategy, some writing. And that's by design. Over the course of my career, I never made a decision based on the ladder in the institution I was a part of, but rather based on what outside in the world I wanted to try and was curious about. And sometimes as I went, that looked like lateral moves, right? Mm. But I would use a couple of questions to help me focus on what came next. What am I going to learn to do in this new role that I can't do right now? And who is going to be my manager? And is that person smarter than me? Are they going to help me become smarter? And the answers to those two questions drove every move that I made. And so now you reach me in the middle of my career, like fairly invested in what I'm creating. And I feel like I really want you to have the career I have, but it's going to look different for you.
Jesse, that's all the time we have for today. Where can we listen to Hello Monday?
So Hello Monday, as you know, Nina, is our podcast about the way that work is changing and the way that we all need to change in order to take best advantage of that changing work. And you can find Hello Monday anywhere you listen to podcasts, or you can listen to it right from our newsletter on LinkedIn.
And the newsletter is aptly titled?
Hello Monday. You can find it on my profile, Jesse Hempel.
My thanks to Jesse, Nina, and the team for putting this together. We'll be back next week with more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.